Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Start Your Own Vending Machine Business Collect Monthly Full-Time Income on Autopilot by Building a Vending Machine Empire by Liam Buckley, is a practical business guide focused on entering the vending machine industry as a low-capital, scalable venture. Written for beginners, it frames vending not as a hobby, but as an operational small business that can produce recurring income through location selection, machine placement, restocking, and route management. The book's purpose is to show readers how to build a vending operation step by step, avoid common beginner mistakes, and understand the basic mechanics of turning machines into a repeatable, cash-generating system. Its appeal comes from combining an accessible business model with a strong emphasis on automation, simplicity, and incremental growth. Rather than presenting vending as a get-rich-quick idea, it positions it as a methodical route to building a source of income that can be managed with limited daily involvement once the foundation is in place. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly framework for entering the vending industry. One of the central strengths of the book is its clear orientation toward readers with little or no prior experience. Buckley treats vending as an accessible business model that does not require a storefront, a large staff, or advanced technical knowledge. This matters because many small business guides assume a level of operational familiarity that beginners do not have. Here, the structure is meant to reduce uncertainty by breaking the process into manageable steps and showing where new operators typically go wrong. The value of that approach is practical rather than theoretical. A beginner needs to know what to do first, what to avoid buying too early, and what decisions actually affect profitability. The book therefore functions as an entry-level roadmap for people who want a side business that can potentially grow into a fuller income stream. Its beginner focus also helps readers evaluate whether vending fits their resources, time, and tolerance for hands-on maintenance before they commit capital. Secondly, step-by-step setup of a vending machine operation. The book is organized around a process-driven view of starting the business, including a 7-step approach highlighted in the available descriptions. That emphasis on sequence is important because vending profitability depends less on abstract strategy than on correct execution, choosing a machine, placing it well, stocking it with suitable products, and maintaining it consistently. A stepwise method helps readers understand that each decision builds on the previous one. For example, acquiring a machine without a viable location can produce poor results, while securing a promising location without a plan for restocking can limit revenue. The book appears to use the setup phase to teach operational discipline, showing readers how to move from idea to execution without wasting money on unnecessary complexity. In a category often filled with vague enthusiasm, this kind of procedural guidance is valuable because it translates the business into a sequence of concrete tasks. That makes the model easier to test on a small scale before expanding further. Thirdly, location selection as the main driver of vending revenue. A recurring theme in the book is the importance of choosing prime locations. This is one of the most realistic and important parts of the vending business because machine performance depends heavily on foot traffic, access patterns, and the match between products and customer needs. A good location can turn a modest machine into a reliable income source, while a poor location can make even a well-stocked machine underperform. Buckley's focus on placement reflects a core business truth in vending. The machine itself is only part of the equation, and the surrounding environment determines much of the outcome. The practical implication is that operators must think like location analysts rather than simply equipment buyers. They need to evaluate who passes by, when they pass by, what alternatives they already have, and whether the setting supports regular purchase behavior. By stressing location selection, the book directs attention to the factor most likely to separate an average operation from one that can scale. Fourthly, operations, inventory control, and route planning as the engine of profitability. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to ongoing operations rather than just startup excitement. Vending is a recurring service business, so profitability depends on inventory control, replenishment schedules, maintenance, and route planning. The mention of inventory and route spreadsheets in the book's materials suggests that Buckley treats organization as a key operational advantage. This is significant because vending income can only remain steady if products are stocked efficiently and machines are serviced before they run empty or break down. Route planning also matters because travel time, fuel, and visit frequency can erode margins if machines are scattered without logic. The book's practical orientation likely helps readers see that a vending route is a system, not just a collection of machines. That system's view is useful for scaling because it encourages standardization, tracking what sells, when to restock, and how to consolidate visits. In other words, the business becomes more manageable when routines are documented and repeated. Lastly, buying an existing vending business, and protecting machines for long-term stability. The book also appears to cover faster entry and longer-term preservation of value through two related ideas: buying an established vending business and maintaining machines properly. Purchasing an existing operation can reduce startup friction because it may already include locations, inventory habits, and functioning equipment. That can be attractive to readers who want a shorter path to revenue, though it also requires careful evaluation of machine condition, location quality, and actual learnings. At the same time, the book's attention to machine maintenance and security reflects the reality that vending assets are exposed to wear, damage, and theft. This makes the business different from many digital or service models, where the main asset is intangible. In vending, physical equipment must be protected top reserve cash flow. The combination of acquisition strategy and maintenance discipline gives the book a grounded operational character. It is not only about starting cheaply, but also about keeping the system productive over time, which is essential for anyone hoping to build a stable route-based business. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners, side hustlers, and small business readers who want a concrete introduction to vending machine operations, rather than a broad entrepreneurship overview. It will be especially useful for readers who want to understand how a vending business actually works in practice, selecting locations, deciding what to stock, managing routes, and keeping machines running profitably. The main benefit is its operational clarity. Instead of treating vending as an abstract passive income idea, it frames the business as a repeatable system that depends on practical choices and routine management. That makes it more useful than many general small business books that stay at the level of motivation or theory. What helps it stand out in its category is the combination of beginner accessibility and real-world logistics, especially the emphasis on spreadsheets, route planning, machine maintenance, and the option to buy an existing business. Readers looking for a low-capital business model with room to scale will find a focused, structured guide here. If you would like to support Liam Buckley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.